Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday on the Radio Northwest Network. And of course, your phone calls and your emails are welcome at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Emails go to talk@larslarson.com. And it's a real pleasure to welcome to the program, welcome back to the program, I should say, the new Senate Minority Leader, kind of a thankless job, at the Washington State Legislature, State Senator John Brown. Senator Braun, welcome back on the program. Is it as thankless as it sounds to be the minority leader in a legislature like this in Olympia?
Well, Lars, I'm not even a day into it yet, so I can't claim I know yet. But whether it's thankless or not, I'm certainly honored that my colleagues chose me to lead them as we, you know, continue to fight for a Washington that expands opportunities for every family in Washington through good policy.
All right. Is there any way for you to rein in what seems to be an unrestrained kind of set of activities on the part of Jay Inslee, governor, in the same way that Kate Brown of Oregon has been running somewhat unrestrained and simply not answerable to the people? Because that's sort of the front and center issue right now as the pandemic is going on, as the vaccines are a couple of weeks away, and full vaccination may be summer of next year. But is there any way to get Jay Inslee under control and get him to stop some of the more outrageous things he's been doing?
I believe there is. I mean, he's running out of runway here. We're going to have whether he likes it or not, we're going to have a session here in just a few weeks. And once that stops, we're going to, as the Constitution dictates, we're going to own the purse strings again. And even from the minority, I think that we'll have influence that we can. And I'm not going to claim we're going to get everything we want, but at least we'll have a seat at the table where he's basically ignored us for the last 10 months.
What would you like to get done first in that regard? Before we get to legislation and the budget and those sorts of things, what should be done at this point in terms of letting the people's voices be heard about shutdowns of schools and shutdowns of businesses and personal limitations? As you and I are talking right now, Governor Gavin Newsom of California, and I think these three governors along the West Coast tend to behave somewhat alike, he's literally said, you are not allowed to leave your house except essentials and work. You can't even go for a walk. That's sort of the extent or as far as any of these jokers have gone. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize we're living in a, at least if you're living in a blue state, you're living in a situation where the government says we can control every single thing you do, including whether or not you take a stroll out your front door.
Yeah, so Governor Newsom's just ridiculous, and Governor Brown and Governor Inslee aren't far behind. But here's the deal: there is absolutely no way to enforce that kind of restriction. It's just impossible. So why don't we stop, you know, dictating to people and start asking them to work in good faith to keep themselves and their family and their neighbors safe? I have absolute faith that virtual, you know, most people will do exactly that, but they get really tired of being told what to do in such, you know, stark terms. I think it's got to end, and whether you're talking about restrictions on businesses, restrictions on schools, restrictions on just going out for a walk, I think, it's completely unenforceable, and it undermines the faith in government, and I think it gives us an opening to connect to people across Washington and explain why, you know, we care about public health, but we also care about all the other things that affect the quality in your lives and the risk that goes into those lives.
I mean, I'm with you because Senator Braun, who is, and I should have said congratulations as the new Senate Minority Leader. I just thought of it as you're going to have to perform this holding action in the legislature trying to stop things from happening. Is there a possibility that you can, I mean, I'm an optimist too. Is there a possibility you can go to Olympia this year and actually get some things done that the conservative half of Washington State would like to see done?
Well, I am also an optimist. I think there's things we can do. I think that I think we can work in a bipartisan way to help on potentially on emergency powers. We'd like to do that, and I think there's an openness to do that. We have some other things we've historically worked in a bipartisan fashion on. You know, behavioral health is an example. I think we're going to have to work in a bipartisan fashion to solve the budget. Certainly, if there is an additional stimulus package, and frankly, I have mixed feelings on that because it comes with a cost to our children paying this debt back. But if there is, that money really ought to be spent in a four corners process that does the best things for all of Washington, not selected supporters of our governor.
Senator Braun, let me ask you about a specific issue. This story, I think, ought to be really troubling. The State Employment Division not only failed to get money out to people who were unemployed, they weren't getting welfare, they were getting something they had earned with their labor. You know, when you work at a job, you or your employer both pay money into the employment fund so that if there's unemployment, that you get paid it. The Employment Division of Washington State wasn't quite as bad as Oregon in terms of delivering checks, but they were very close. And then they gave away several hundred million dollars to a bunch of Nigerian thieves, you know, these online pirates. And now there's an audit going on to try to find out exactly what happened. And it sounds like the bureaucracy, I'm tempted to call it the deep state of Olympia, has decided they don't want to cooperate with the audit. I know you're in the minority, but if you went to the leadership, you know, the majority, and said, we should have a hearing on this, we should yank these jokers up, sit them at a table, put them under oath, and say, tell us what happened, and put it right out there in front of God and everybody. Is that even in the realm of possibility?
I think it is possible. I think they're going to want us, and we should be respectful as we do this, but this is absolutely the people's business. They absolutely deserve to know, and I think there's folks on both sides of the aisle that are enormously frustrated with the performance of our Employment Security Division and the governor's basically inaction when it comes to not just the loss of hundreds of millions of dollars, but leaving folks, frankly, very vulnerable folks around our state without any support when they have a right to it. They have under our statutes a right to unemployment insurance, and they left them hanging. And these are, in many cases, you know, single parents that are already struggling with the economy. They're struggling with their children that aren't in school, and now we're going to not send them the check that they frankly have a right to, and help them get back on their feet and back into earning their way. So it's I think completely reasonable, and I think it's completely possible. I have supported the auditors. They talked to me early on about this audit of ESD. I've supported them from the start, and I'm very pleased to see that they're pushing back. That they're not just quietly accepting Employment Security Department's refusal to cooperate. They've gone public with it, and I hope they keep doing it.
Well, Senator Braun, do you have any sense as to why these bureaucratic types, the state employees, feel that they can just say, to heck with you, we're not going to cooperate? Because that's what it sounds like. You know, even the state auditor is saying, the cooperation is not coming. Who gets away with that in a big institution? You think at Microsoft, if they said, we're going to do an investigation, and some department head said, well, we're not going to tell you jack, I would hope that the person like that would probably get a pink slip, but it doesn't seem to happen in government. Why do they think they can get away with that?
I think it stems from, three plus decades of Democratic leadership in our state and their belief that they are bulletproof, that the people will never hold them accountable. They'll never, change parties. And I think,
Hold on. Hold that thought a second. Senator Braun, we'll be back in just a moment. You got the Lars Larson Show. Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's the Radio Northwest Network, and I'm always glad to get your phone calls and emails. And when I have an opportunity to talk to the new Senate Minority Leader of the legislature in Washington State, and then we run up against the time clock, I wanted to bring Senator Braun over to the other side of that break. Senator, you were saying about the attitude on the part of employees, because I don't know about you. You work in private industry. I work in private industry. But when people work for the government, and the government has a massive loss, I mean, the original loss at the Employment Security Department to these online thieves called, Nigerians. I don't know if they were actually from Nigeria or some other country, but generically. And they lose two-thirds of $1 billion. And they say, well, we've recovered most of it. They're only short a couple of $100 million at this point. And then you say, well, we should look into how this happened. And, and a number of us have even said we wondered if it was an inside job. Was somebody able to hack into the ESD? Since we know, we're being told for the last several weeks that all of our election security is absolutely rock solid. I don't believe that, but that's what they're telling us. That you would think that the department that handles hundreds of millions of dollars of the public's money would have really rock solid security. And they managed to lose two-thirds of $1 billion. And then the people in the department say, we don't want to tell the auditor about it. I just wonder, is there any way to get that attitude on the part of state employees corrected?
I think if you're going to correct the attitude, you got to start at the ballot box, and I think that's more than anything the focus of my new job as the minor leader is to take it to the voters and say, look at the type of results you've got, look at the fraud you've got, look at the kind of complacency you got, the disregard for public funds and employment security, and the absolute unwillingness by the governor and others to take it seriously, to say, hey, this is a big deal. This is the largest loss of public funds in our state's history by a pretty good measure. Instead, they just want to hide the data. They want to, you know, don't look here, don't hold us accountable. And we got to make the argument that it's been too long, 3 decades and plus in with Democratic rule is too long, and we've gotten complacent and indifferent to the public needs.
Well, and even under Republican leadership, is there any way to get the law changed to let, because all I'm asking for, my dad was a state employee at the end of his, you know, when he finally retired, and he's since passed away. My mom, the day she passed away, she was still a county health nurse, you know, being paid I think $356 a month. You could hire nurses for that in 1969. And so I know, you know, I mean, I have respect for the jobs people do. But I guess the disconnect I have is, as a voter and a citizen who's always worked in the private sector, if you screw up badly enough, you expect to get fired. And yet that expectation does not seem to be anywhere in public employment, not at the city, county level, state level, none, and certainly not at the federal level. Nobody gets fired for anything around here. And you think, I'll bet if somebody made a several hundred million dollar mistake at Boeing or Nike or Microsoft or Intel, they wouldn't expect to keep their jobs. And yet in this case, everybody keeps their jobs. Everybody still gets a paycheck, and they get to tell the auditor to pound sand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's enormously frustrating, but I don't think it's a statutory issue. I think it's an accountability issue that. They no longer feel accountable to the people of Washington, and they can just, you know, say, no, look the other way, we didn't do anything wrong here. But right now, people are feeling it. People who are trying to make it through, struggling through a pandemic with the health issues, with the employment issues, with the school issues, I think they're frustrated that nobody's listening to them. And I think that more than anything is where we have an opportunity. We need to go out, Republicans need to go out, and we have been, and listen to people's real concerns and propose common sense solutions. And I think if we do that and we do it over and over, we're going to build support, and we'll change government in the state of Washington.
Well, if you get a chance to hold that hearing and get some of the responsible parties up and have them explain, how did this happen? Why was it allowed to happen? Who screwed up? I mean, when two-thirds of $1 billion goes out the door in the hands of thieves, even if you get back most of it, and you're only missing a couple of $100 million, somebody's got to explain who screwed up and who's going to lose their job. Senator Braun, congratulations on being the new minority leader in Olympia. Good luck with the job, and I hope you hold Jay Inslee in check.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Senator, thank you very much.